This is Wildfire Awareness Week during a time of the year when firefighters are working to minimize risk to homes, businesses, and residents. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports more than 500 wildfires have blackened about 9,000 acres so far this year.
Wildfires in Florida generally occur in the spring and early summer months due to a lack of rainfall, low humidity, and strong winds combined with increased yard burns. So far in 2014, there have been 61 blazes in the Blackwater District of the Florida Forest Service, which covers Escambia, Santa Rosa, and Okaloosa counties, that have burned just over 3,200 acres.
We're really reaching the peak of our wildfire season here in Florida right now.
Joe Zerchowski at Blackwater says that's been keeping area firefighters busy the past few weeks, including a rather large blow-up last week.
We had four fires going Thursday afternoon, and it's not dry yet. We had one situation where we couldn't even put our bulldozers on the ground because of the standing water. You know, we wouldn't be able to make any progress whatsoever, so we had to back up and go to a plan B and burn out the area using the existing roads.
And therein lies the problem. Along with the wet grounds, the rainfall of late, what you think would help the wildfire problem, actually compounds it.
We're going to get a lot of new spring growth, which is really just quite literally fuel for the next wildfire. Once we go 6, 8, maybe 10 days without rain, all that stuff starts to dry out and we can start seeing fires again.
This year's Awareness Week spotlights the wildfires that raged across Florida in 1998, burning more than 500,000 acres and damaging or destroying 337 homes and structures. Floridians are urged to be extremely careful with outdoor fires, with a number of tips for safe burning. Zerchowski says their message is that it's up to all Floridians to prevent wildfires.
Human-caused fires are among the leading causes for us in Florida, in the Southeast, and nationwide. So it's up to everybody to be cognizant, be aware of your surroundings and what's going on. If you're burning stuff in the backyard, be cautious with it. Keep a hose handy. Make sure you meet all the required setbacks. Make sure that you've got everything in order and you do it as safely as possible.
Other tips include obtaining a burning authorization from the Florida Forest Service for piles larger than 8 feet in diameter, or keeping the size under that. The best rule of thumb, says Zerchowski, is burn the yard debris in a container.
Burn it in a barrel, basically. Put a lid, a screened lid over the top of it. That'll help keep some of the hot embers from possibly carrying out and into the surrounding vegetation. If your burn pile is under 8 feet, we don't have to issue authorization. But we do ask that even those smaller fires are 25 feet away from brush, 25 feet away from your home.
Keep the burning at least 150 feet away from other homes and 50 feet away from paved roads. Also, never leave a fire unattended. Make sure it's completely out before leaving, and check the weather before firing up.
If it's really, really windy outside, you know, above 10, 15 miles an hour, and you know that it's a dry, cold front coming through, that is not a good time to burn. You don't want to take that risk. It's probably better to wait.
Joe Zerchowski at Forestry also reminds Floridians to report suspicious activity to the Arson Alert Hotline, 800-342-5869. Callers may remain anonymous, and information about an arson-caused fire could be worth up to a $5,000 reward. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.